You can't hurt me, Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan?
He keeps popping up in my dreamscape. I don't know if it's my brain manufacturing an evil Bob Dylan clone, or maybe he's some dreamwalking demon. All I know is that he never has good intentions when he's there.
Well, you're awake now. Bob Dylan can't hurt you.
I don't know. I'm still pretty scared.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I should probably stick my face in my wife's boobs for comfort.
That seems reasonable.
Oh, yeah. Bob Dylan can't hurt me now. I hear our sweet hellhound son under the bed. Has he come out at all since we got here?
He'll teleport outside to poop, and then he goes right back under the bed. I think the ghost in this house has him freaked out. I think he can see it, even when we can't. He doesn't seem to like the backyard either. He keeps staring at the hilly area behind the house. I'm worried about him. Do you think the vet here would see a hellhound for anxiety?
I can't believe we moved into a haunted house.
It's all we could afford, and I didn't know it was haunted.
I'm not upset with you, baby. It just feels ironic that a vampire and Death's daughter would move into a haunted house.
Well, hopefully Keegan can figure out how to unhaunt the house. You sure you have no power over ghosts anymore, ex-Grim Reaper that you are?
None whatsoever. I tried to use my scythe to make it come out when we got here, and nothing. The stuff Keegan and I picked up at that magic shop right after we got here didn't seem to do anything to the ghost. He said he would look into things more and ask the Grove. I should see if I can coax Jaxie out. I wanted to take him with me today.
You don't have time. You need to get up and get a move on your morning. You have therapy later. Although, I guess you could just poof to therapy.
Nope. I'm gonna take the ice cream truck.
Why?
I want to try to do things like I'm just a regular person. I think if I start poofing around town, people might get antsy. I don't know. I've never lived on Earth longer than a year at a time when I was chaperoning a lucky winner. I need these people to accept me. And I have to find a job.
What? Why do you have to find a job?
This new house needs a ton of work. It's more expensive here in Oregon than in Texas, and your new small-town family doctor gig is going to pay you less than your coroner job. I need to help.
I won't lie, it would help. But you don't even have a resume. You worked as a Reaper for 66 million years, but I don't think employers on Earth would care about that. Not to mention, your best friend died on our wedding night. I don't think
I knew Dawn was going to die from the start of our friendship. It's been a few months. I can't just keep wallowing in misery.
You're not wallowing. You're grieving. I know you are, because I am too.
I'll figure it out. I'll get a job, go to therapy, and it'll be okay. I'm gonna eat real quick and then drive into town. I'll see who's hiring, and I'll be a good girl and go to my wife-appointed therapy session.
We've been here 2 days. We don't have any food in the house. I'm on a strictly blood-drinking diet. Keegan has been eating leftovers from his Aunt Orla's, and you've been teleporting into our neighbor's house to burgle food.
Oh, you know about that?
Yes.
Dang. Anyways, I didn't mean eat food.
Oh, not food? Oh!
What was that?
One of the boxes fell. It's fine. Focus up.
Yes, ma'am. Another box?
Yep.
Okay. Now I'm starting to think this is... my dildos!
What?
The box with my dildos fell! My God, some of them came unwrapped.
Everything okay?
No! God, my pedomorph dildo! Somehow, it came unwrapped, fell out of the box, and onto the crusty floor. We haven't had the chance to clean yet, so all 13 inches of this bad boy are covered in assorted old floor detritus. This is going to be a nightmare to clean! Have you ever tried to get floor detritus out of body-safe silicone?
No.
It's hell. And that means a lot coming from me. I've spent a great deal of time in hell.
Anything in that box still wrapped and clean?
I mean, yeah, some of the more normal stuff.
You want to bring something over here where your wife is waiting in bed?
Oh yeah, I was about to have gay sex. hey babe? I think it's the ghost doing this.
Oh, you think?
Are y'all okay in there?
We're okay. Don't come in.
I can barely hear you.
Keegan, no!
Oh God, Jesus, no! You're naked and holding a giant dildo. Why did you tell me to come in?
She said don't come in.
I just heard the last part. I'm sorry. Are y'all okay?
No, Keegan, I'm afraid we're not.
I'd love to uncover my eyes to see if either of you are injured, but I haven't heard anything that leads me to believe Rita has put clothes on.
I haven't. I'm still nude.
So who's hurt?
My sex life, Keegan. I think our new house is haunted by a homophobic ghost.
Sunny, Rita, and Keegan piled into Rita's ice cream truck and drove into town. If you're a new listener, you might be saying, ice cream truck? That's certainly a weird choice in vehicle. Well, she inherited the truck from her best friend, Dawn.
Okay, Keegan, I can drop you off at the druid meeting first.
Oh, shit.
What?
I was gonna go to the library after the meeting with the Grove. To see if I could find any pertinent info about the haunting at our house. But the Murphy Bay Library is shut down last week. I just saw when I was checking for their hours of operation.
Are you fucking kidding me? This place sucks.
To the untrained eye, Rita's truck looks like a piece of shit. It's old, and the outside features a badly painted woman in a chainmail bikini riding a flying saber-toothed tiger and holding a flaming axe. The back door to the truck is painted with a peeling and sun-bleached Puerto Rican flag. But Dawn was an artificer, and this truck has magical capabilities that neither Dawn nor Rita had gotten the opportunity to fully explore. This is the most important ice cream truck in the world.
Rita, I don't know how the meeting with the Druid Grove is going to go, and it looks like Murphy Bay Magic closes at 4. Could you do me a favor and pick up some spell ingredients for the ghost?
Sure thing. Just text me what you need. Baby, you need anything while I'm out? When should I come pick you up from the clinic?
I don't think I need anything. I'm probably just going to obsess over getting things ready to start seeing patients tomorrow. I think I'll walk home. I'd like to explore a little. I haven't been here since I came with Kiva in the 80s.
Oh! I never introduced myself. I forgot this is a new show. If you didn't listen to today's lucky winner, you're probably like, what the fuck is this guy? I'm the narrator. I know it seems obvious given the narration I've just done. I'm not some character you'll meet later. I'm just the narrator.
Okay, Sunshine. If you change your mind, let me know.
Sure thing, String Bean.
If Rita does the right combo of drugs or takes a specific type of magical mushroom grown by a hillbilly alchemist named Hink, she can hear me. We're buds. I narrated the entirety of today's lucky winner, so if you're new and have questions about the backstory, just ask. If you believe hard enough, I can hear you. It's a joke. I won't hear your questions. It's kind of a one-way thing.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, I think we just learned that one of her truck's magical capabilities is not a resistance to flat tires.
Sounds like a flat tire.
Well, it looks like a fucking flat tire too.
It's only been 2 fucking months, and I fucked up her truck. I told her she should have given the truck to another artificer. I told her.
Baby. Flat tires happen. You were driving really responsibly.
Yeah, you've been uncharacteristically careful with this thing.
The roads here suck. This is not your fault. Dawn wouldn't be mad at you for this.
Totally. If anything, she'd be mad at the city. She'd march down to the mayor's office or something.
Yeah, she'd be so pissed about the library closing, too.
This is fixable, sweetie. You're gonna be late to therapy if you stay here to change a tire, though.
Ah, shit. And I was already running late for the Grove meeting.
I don't have to be at the clinic at any specific time. I'll use some lesbian elbow grease and get the tire changed. If I remember correctly, there's a full-size spare. I promise, I'll get the truck back home unscathed.
Lesbian Elbow Grease is a really good band name.
Oh, it is. You should add it to your list.
I brought my longboard with me to get back home after the meeting. I can just ride that to the Druid meetup now if I have to.
Rita, I know Rory's office is a little further away than our stops. Can you poof there if you haven't been there before? You could at least poof somewhere close by. Remember the gas station where we stopped to get...
Not poofing.
Why?
I'm gonna try to do things the slow human way. I wanna fit in here and not scare people. I'll walk.
Mwah. Thank you, baby.
I'll see y'all later.
Oh, shit.
What?
I wanted to get her to poof me to my meeting, but make her think it was her idea. I don't want to longboard all that way on these bumpy-ass roads.
Well, you'd better get rolling, kiddo.
Door can't stop me.
The devil has finally come to collect my soul for my crimes.
I'm not the devil. I'm a reaper. I'm going to kill you, Jack the Ripper, lest you murder again. You shan't continue to terrorize the women of Whitechapel.
Then it's true. You know my secret identity and the severity of my crimes.
Duh, motherfucker.
No! I'm the one who kills people!
Stop. You killed a guy? You killed Jack the Ripper? Regardless, I think you're deflecting my questions with anecdotes about your past exploits.
Oh, I've killed a bunch of guys.
You what?
I thought I was a Reaper until my year with Dawn. I had to protect lucky winners.
And those would be...
The bureaucrats who used to manage the afterlife would let the 777th soul taken by their reapers each day come back for a year on Earth. If you were the reaper who took their soul, you had chaperone them and protect them.
Ah, okay. So, Dawn was a lucky winner. I wasn't aware that spending these years on Earth was this regular of an occurrence. You've only known you're a demigod for about a year?
So... In Earth time, yes, it's a year.
What other time is there other than Earth time?
I was bouncing between hell dimensions for 2 years, remember? I killed a bunch of people there, too. Mostly kings of hell.
Right. And you explained that time works differently in hell dimensions.
Precisely, Dr. Rory.
Oh, Rita, we've been over this. I'm not a doctor. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. My first name is Rory. You can just call me Rory.
Whatever. So yeah, I've only known I'm a demigod for 1, but also technically 2 years.
Okay. So let me read back to you what I've written down so far. You initially said you were coming in to therapy as a promise to your wife, which is great, but you weren't entirely convinced you needed this much support.
Money's been tight since we moved, and... I don't know... I don't have a job yet, and it just feels like a waste of Sonny's money.
Don't want to hear it. Let me read you these notes I've been taking since you sat down. I think I've got a pretty full picture of what you've been going through. Then you can tell me if it sounds like a waste.
Fine.
For around 66 million years, you thought you were the Grim Reaper.
A Grim Reaper.
I'm sorry?
A, not the. There were several of us.
I understand. You thought you were a Grim Reaper. Your co-worker turned out to be your father, and he's also Death Incarnate.
Yep.
And Death, your father, is a gay man named Kyle.
Uh-huh, yeah.
About a year ago, you met your best friend after she died.
Reaper and everything. I met a lot of people after they died. And it's been a year and 2 months ago.
So she won a posthumous year back on Earth, and you both knew she'd be dying all over again when the year was over.
Yes.
In this year, you met your wife, helped your wife kill the king of vampires. You killed the angel who sent you to hell and personally tortured you for 300 years.
Deborah!
You nearly lost your corporeal body, literally died saving your best friend, spent 2 years killing demon kings in hell, watched your sister, which you only just learned you had, be brutally murdered, and then watched your best friend die all over again, on your wedding night. Oh, and then you moved across the country after helping dismantle the cosmic organization that employed you as a Reaper and controlled the afterlife.
Wow, you're really good at taking notes.
Thanks. That's like most of what they teach you at therapist school.
Really?
No.
But yeah, I think that about covers it. And like I was telling you a second ago, our new house has a homophobic ghost problem we're dealing with.
How do you know the ghost is homophobic?
They dumped my box of dildos and interrupted me trying to go down on my vampire bride.
Oh, shit. That is homophobic.
Don't forget, I've also been using humor as a way to deflect.
Oh, trust. That's the first thing I wrote down when I saw you chose to wear a shirt that says, "Pump and Munch" to our session.
Isn't it great? We passed a gas station called Pump and Munch on the road trip up to Oregon from Texas, and when I saw they sold shirts, ooh, it was a must-buy. I have a lewd t-shirt collection, you understand.
Naturally.
Mm-hmm. So why do you think I need therapy so bad?
You have experienced immense shifts in identity, a career change, the loss of your sister and Dawn, your own death, a new marriage, and moving across the country, all in an extremely short span of time. The world now knows about the supernatural, due in part to your own efforts. You were also tortured in hell for 300 years and recently killed the literal angel who did so. Do you not see why going to therapy might be more than worth it? For both you and Sunny?
That's my shit to deal with, though.
You don't exist in a vacuum, Rita. Sunny is in this environment with you. So is my cousin, Keegan, and apparently a homophobic ghost.
And a hellhound named Jaxie.
Your dog is a hellhound?
Yep.
That's pretty badass.
I know, right?
Rita, much of what you've been through is traumatic. Your brain has adapted to survive, but some of those adaptations can be classified as trauma responses. Your trauma is not your fault, but Sunny has to experience your trauma responses. You can't change what you've been through, but you can change how you respond to it. When you thought you were going to lose your corporeal form at the end of Dawn's lucky winter year, what was your first instinct?
To lie.
Have you figured out why?
Not really.
You've been forced into a solitary existence for much of your life. Your trauma makes you feel like you need to be hyper-independent. You lied so you would still appear to be competent, because your competence has always been called into question. Can you see how these trauma responses might affect Sunny, and how it's worth the time and money for you to get help working through them?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Why do you seem so unhappy about that?
Because I have 66 million years worth of this stuff to work on. That seems like a lot of baggage for Sunny to have tied herself to.
Rita, you are not your baggage. You've managed to become the woman that she wanted to marry, in spite of all the bad that has happened to you. She thinks you're worth it. I do too. If you want to see me regularly, I think we might be able to make you see that you're worth it too.
Would you look at the time? It seems I've been here an hour.
You're right. But can we make sure we're on the same page about something before you go?
Shoot.
I need you to see sessions with me as more than just a box to check off on a to-do list to make your wife happy. If you aren't actually putting in the work, you aren't really getting the therapy you promised her you'd get. You've lost so much, Rita. I'd like to be a part of your new support system here in Murphy Bay. But I can't do that unless you actually want my support.
Okay.
Okay?
I agree. I'll do it.
That's great.
Can I ask you two short questions before I go?
Shoot.
Are the stuffed animals over there for everyone or just kids you see?
Those are for everyone. Several of them are weighted. They feel like you're getting a hug.
And is that big-ass sloth weighted?
She is. Would you like to hold on to Jessica next time?
The sloth is named Jessica?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's real good, yeah. I'm grabbing Jessica next week.
Excellent. Did you have another question, or...?
Oh, yeah. Where do I get a job?
Nowhere in Murphy Bay, unfortunately. With all the local businesses that have been closing, the job market is pretty bleak.
This place sucks.
Keegan arrived at the Druid Grove meeting 7 minutes late, having long boarded his way through town on cracked and crumbled sidewalks. He sat down to a meeting already in progress, surrounded by his disgruntled extended family.
Sorry I'm late. I had to longboard all the way here. The roads and sidewalks here suck. Y'all can continue talking.
Why? So you can tell one of your artificer friends what we're up to? Maybe a warlock?
What? No. I'm just trying to get plugged into what the family is... Wait. Why would you say that, Uncle Riley?
Sweetheart, not everyone in the Grove is keen on how much you've been working with other types of witches.
And you live with that vampire. And whatever the hell her wife is.
Hey. Aunt Sunny is protected by the Murphy Grove. You know that. Your sister, my Grandma Kiva, she decided back in the 70s. She made it so that anyone with Murphy blood wouldn't smell like food to Sunny. So she could have a stable family life and shit.
And I was against it back then.
Listen here, old man. Grandma Kiva was 10 times the witch you'll ever be. And Aunt Sunny is 10 times better as family than you've ever been to me. You're gonna shut your fucking mouth before I shut it for good, you crusty old bag of dicks.
Gentlemen, I think that's quite enough.
I will be staying for the entirety of this meeting.
You are more than welcome to, Keegan. As is his right, as a Murphy.
Thank you, Aunt Orla.
We have a lot to talk about. This meeting is probably going to go into the evening hours. So please arrange with your families if you need someone to pick up the kids from school.
What's going on? Why the long meeting?
There are several items of discussion on the list, but the first and most important, your cousin Rowan is missing.
Oh my God, for how long?
A week. We've long had strange disappearances here since the town was founded. But it's usually tourists or non-druids. Not that they didn't matter, but it's rarely been dangerous for a witch here in Murphy Bay. With our druid connection to nature, most predator animals in the area simply leave us be.
And you never find these people again?
Oh no, we find them sometimes.
Oh, good.
Dead. With their viscera strewn through the forest.
Oh, God. Rowan.
Oddly enough, it's usually in the hills behind your new home, Keegan.
Great. So my house is haunted, and there's a hellmouth in the hills behind my house.
Don't be a little dipshit.
I will hit an old man.
Our hellmouth is fake. There's clearly a ley line, fairy path, some sort of transdimensional nexus.
Oh, and I'm the dipshit?
Gentlemen.
Sorry, Aunt Orla.
I want to assign some investigative measures and spell work by the end of this meeting. We need to see if the increased earthquake activity is simply a natural occurrence or related to the increased disappearances and animal attacks.
Animal attacks? Earthquakes?
Like I said, this is going to be a long meeting. Something is amiss in Murphy Bay, and it's the Grove's responsibility to figure it out.
Rita walked out of the Bean Spot, a coffee shop in the middle of downtown Murphy Bay. Rita had chosen this place for her post-therapy treat, a peppermint mocha, because the name sounded like a euphemism for a clitoris. Pleasantly surprised at the clit coffee, she sipped her mocha as she made her way to the local magic shop, Murphy Bay Magic, to pick up the supplies that Keegan requested.
Fuck! My mocha!
Damn, that's a big crack. In the sidewalk? I mean, nobody is showing crack. Rita tripped on a massive crack and dropped her peppermint mocha.
God fucking damn it. It's all over my pump and munch shirt. I hate this fucking town.
Oh, what?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. She seems
weird. What are you looking at?
Oh, avoid that. She's not invited to book club.
I'm just gonna run this errand for Keegan and go home to my wife. I'm not gonna poof. I'm going to walk like all of the humans here.
With her shirt covered in mocha, a sullen Rita trudged her way around a corner. Just a block down the street was Murphy Bay Magic, the local magic shop she'd been to once before with Keegan the day they moved into their, unfortunately, haunted house.
We don't have a public restroom.
What?
Do drugs in someone else's store.
What the fuck are you yelling at me for? I came to buy spell ingredients for my nephew.
Oh, you have money?
Yes. I was here yesterday with my nephew, Keegan. We need more witch shit.
Oh, the new Murphy boy in town. Yes.
You don't remember me?
Nope. You look like a drug-addled vagrant.
It would take me about half an hour to unpack how problematic that one sentence is.
I'd rather not spend that much time with you. What can I get you?
Let me see. Keegan needs some angelica root, graveyard dirt, and a selenite wand.
How much angelica root do you need?
I don't know, enough to get one ghost out of a house?
How am I supposed to know how much that is?
I'm sorry, Keegan didn't say. And I kind of thought an older witch like yourself would know
not
how much...
Not a witch.
You're not a witch?
Nope. How much angelica root?
I don't know, whatever normal amount people usually buy.
Let me guess. You know fuck all about how much graveyard dirt and how large of a selenite wand you need.
You weren't mean to Keegan when I came in with him yesterday.
Because that little fella knew what he needed. He didn't have feces all over his shirt either.
Okay. I know you can smell that this is peppermint mocha on my shirt and not shit from a butt.
Son of a... Not now, Hans. Don't do this to me. Hell and a half. Huh. Don't look at me like that.
Like what?
Like you pity me because I have a tremor and I can't manage to get this goddamned graveyard dirt scooped into the bag for you.
I don't pity you.
But why aren't you offering to help me?
You didn't ask for help? My general rule for disabled folks of all varieties is to assume competence first and respect autonomy. It's your graveyard dirt, and those are your hands. You know whether you can scoop it or not. Same reason I'd never push someone's wheelchair unless they asked. Wait, why are you putting the graveyard dirt back up?
Because I liked your answer.
I said something you liked, and now I don't get my graveyard dirt.
Now you get the real graveyard dirt. That was dirt from my backyard that I like to sell to tourists. Now, would you mind scooping your own dirt into the bag? Use the scale there to measure how much you have and get it to 16 ounces.
No problem, Boblum.
Didn't care for that.
Noted. You know, the last witch I helped with spells, she didn't need the same kind of stuff. I should really learn more about druids.
What type of witch is she?
What? Was. What was she? She was an artificer. She died 2 months ago.
Oh? Well, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Ugh, dang, it's 16.8 ounces. I was so close.
You're good at that. You gain that skill by measuring drugs?
You're not wrong. Let me scoop a little back out.
Don't worry about it. I'll just charge you for 16 ounces. You were close with this witch, huh?
Yeah. She was the best friend I've ever had. We were such close friends, we became literal soulmates.
You're looking for a job.
It's a weird conversational pivot, but yeah.
That'll be $97.58.
What? That's so much. I've got some dirt and a root.
And a selenite wand.
And the wand, yeah.
The Angelica root is $45, the graveyard dirt is $30, and the selenite wand
is... Fine. If it's gonna get the homophobic ghost out of my house so I can fuck my wife again, whatever. Can't believe I'm paying $30 for dirt.
You got any job leads yet?
Nope. It's only been 2 days, though. I was gonna start looking in earnest today.
You wanna work here? Here's your change.
Maybe. But why?
I was diagnosed with multiple system atrophy a little over a year ago. You know what that is?
Nope.
It looks a hell of a lot like Parkinson's, but it's not. Parts of my brain started shrinking.
Damn.
Yep. I started telomerate as soon as I could get it.
Hey, sorry to interrupt. It's me again, the narrator. If you're listening and didn't listen to today's lucky winner, you're probably like, what the fuck is telomerate? Simple answer. It's a cure-all pharmaceutical that increases human longevity and stops the progression of most chronic illnesses. It was created by an evil vampire pharmaceutical company, but now the whole world knows how to make it. Please continue.
But the telomerade couldn't unshrink the parts of my brain that had atrophied. I still can't function the way I used to. And then, 6 months ago, my husband Clyde died. Even before the MSA diagnosis, I couldn't have run this place without him.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Wait, I don't know your name.
Gertrude.
I'm so sorry, Gertrude.
I tried to hire help before, but they treated me like a helpless, grieving old woman. Like my age makes me incapable of doing anything. You understand grief, and you don't talk to me like I'm some useless old crone.
Please, you're probably around my wife's age, and I'm way older than you.
Or not.
Or too, I'm a demigod. Impressed?
Not really.
My dad is literally death himself.
You just sound a little bratty telling me who your daddy is.
I used to work as a Grim Reaper. My dad is death, and I'm a demigod. You don't have any thoughts or feelings about that?
Nope. I accidentally hired a Scientologist once. I think I can handle you. I could use help from someone who won't treat me like I'm incompetent. It's taken all I have to run this place without Clyde, but the couple of people I've tried to hire since haven't lasted a day.
Is the pay good?
No.
Are there benefits?
No.
Do I get PTO?
No.
Welp, considering that the fake documentation the U.S. government has on me says I'm 37, and most employers would think it's weird to have no job experience at 37, and I'm fucking desperate, it's a deal.
All right. Be here at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Don't come with poop on your shirt.
Oh my god, it's peppermint mocha. How do you think this is poop? Just smell it.
No.
Come on, Gert.
Don't call me that.
Smell my shirt, Gertrude.
No.
Simmons, I didn't expect you at the clinic until tomorrow. Are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine. I just had to change a tire on an ice cream truck.
Oh, okay. Wait, what?
Oh, our family car is an ice cream truck. Long story. Heirloom from an old friend. And please, Danny, call me Sunny. It's nice to get to meet you in person. Thanks for everything you've done to help me get the clinic ready for the last couple months.
About that.
Please don't tell me that you're quitting already. I promise, I'll be way nicer to you than Dr. Stockton was. You're a medical assistant, and you can handle reception. I know we're a small clinic that doesn't get a ton of action, but I really
think... I'm not quitting. It looks like Murphy Bay Medical is going to be getting even less action than usual the next few months.
Oh, because almost everyone is taking Telemarine? I anticipated that. Telemarine doesn't fix everything, though. People still get viral and bacterial infections, get breaks and sprains, need HRT, have babies.
It's not the Telemarade. It's you, okay? They don't want to make appointments here because of you.
What?
I'm sorry.
Why?
Because you're a vampire.
I thought people here were okay with... I thought...
The Murphys are mostly okay with you, but the rest of the town, myself included... just learned about the existence of vampires. You weren't here when the apocalyptic shit happened. Vampires attacked people. We lost people.
I've never hurt a human, though.
I know that. Honestly, I was thinking of quitting when I learned you were a vampire. But, and then I talked to you about setting up the clinic on those calls, and you care so much about making sure people are taken care of. I guess I'm saying I changed my tune. I think people in town will too, but it's gonna take some time.
Thank you for giving me a chance, Danny.
Thanks for not ripping my throat out.
So, how many patients do I have for my first day tomorrow?
None.
None? I thought you said I had a fully booked first week.
You did. They've all canceled over the last couple months since vampires came out of the closet.
Didn't think I'd have to come out of the closet twice, but here we are.
I'm sorry. I know you wanted to get a head start on things today.
Welp, would you do me the honor of showing me around the clinic? Someone's gonna have to see me eventually.
No problem. Anything else you want to try to get done today?
Well, if people don't want me to be their doctor, I might need to join my wife in looking for alternative employment.
Well, good luck finding that in Murphy Bay. With that company Indec buying all the local businesses out of the property, nobody's hiring.
This place sucks.
Having found a job much more quickly than she anticipated, Rita's afternoon was wide open. She decided to use this free time to do what Dawn would have done in her position, like Keegan and Sunny had mentioned earlier, and take her complaints about the city directly to the mayor.
I need to speak to the mayor.
No.
No? Just no?
Yeah, it's a complete sentence.
You know what else is a complete sentence? Eat my balls. Wait, what was your name?
Tyler.
Eat my balls, Tyler. What the fuck is up with this shit-ass town? You shut down the fucking library. There are potholes everywhere. The sidewalks are shit. Businesses are closing. Do you see this?
The poop on your shirt?
No! No! That's not poop! It's not poop! It's peppermint mocha!
Sure.
Don't you sure me? This is peppermint mocha from the bean spot. This has probably irreparably stained my pumpkin munch shirt because I tripped on a massive crack in the sidewalk. I, for one, am generally a fan of getting all up in a crack, but this is different! Can you imagine what the sidewalk crack might do to someone with mobility issues?
You can make an appointment with Mayor Hanar, but you can't see her.
You know what? Fuck it. I told myself I was going to behave like a normal human here in Murphy Bay, but you've left me no choice. I'm about to be a tax-paying citizen here. The will of the people will be heard, Tyler.
What the fuck does that mean?
Jesus Christ.
Damn it.
What's up?
Sorry, Mayor Hanar.
Wonderful. Another supernaturally inclined constituent. What are you?
What are you? What a rude-ass question. What are you?
A demon.
Oh, Dip, for real?
Yep. Oh, fuck. You teleported in and you look like if a young Patty Smith had scurvy.
Hey!
I've heard about you. You're the Kingslayer. Listen, I'm just a normal mayor here. I don't have these people subjugated
Not
in any-
Not here to kill you, unless you've got the souls of the dead hidden away somewhere.
Nope. Just some snacks I hide from Tyler.
Mayor Hanar, can I have a seat?
Since you sat down in the middle of asking, sure. And please, call me Amy.
Amy, why does this town suck a big sweaty wiener so bad?
Well, many reasons. Wait, what's your name? I just know you as the Kingslayer. I doubt that's your government name.
Rita Menendez Simmons.
Oh, you're Dr. Menendez Simmons' wife. What an interesting pairing.
She's way hotter than me. I'm aware. You don't have to say that in thinly veiled subtext. If you're gonna be a bitch to me, have some courage in your convictions and just say the bitchy stuff outright. Give it to me straight.
Okay, well, demon to demigod. This town is dying and it's partly your fault.
How the fuck is it my fault? I just got here.
This town was both a tourist destination and a haven for witches and other supernatural beings. Since you and your nephew were involved in the outing of all supernatural creatures...
That was mostly him. I was in hell for all of that.
Well, in the court of public opinion, your proximity to Keegan and status as the Kingslayer makes your involvement in outing all of us assumed.
Well, you know how the saying goes. When you assume, you make yourself look like an asshole to me.
Sure. Anyway, people don't want to come here anymore. It's only been a couple of months since everyone came out of the metaphorical closet, but this town was already hemorrhaging before that. And now we're close to the fall tourism season, and there's nobody here. We're 2 weeks out from the Murphy Bay Mushroom Festival.
Ooh!
Not that kind of mushroom.
Oh.
We're 2 weeks away, and the hotels are at 30% capacity on reservations that week.
Okay.
There's usually no vacancy. People called to cancel their reservations.
People are that wild about non-magical mushrooms?
I don't get it either, but yes. This is a bad sign. We rely on visitors for the city's economy. So yeah, as you screamed at Tyler, we're closing down the library. That money can go towards fixing the sidewalk that got fucked up during the last round of earthquakes and filling potholes. It'll be enough to keep the city from drowning for now. We raised property taxes to keep things solvent, but that hasn't helped.
Wait, you said the city was hemorrhaging money before this? That's why you raised property taxes?
Yes, there's all the people who've been killed.
Excuse me?
There are the disappearances.
Either my wife did zero research before deciding to move us here, or she deliberately withheld this information.
We got hit with several earthquakes before your nephew outed witches.
Didn't know about that either.
And now there are a lot of non-witch humans who don't want to come to a town full of witches.
Why?
Ignorance is bliss. People didn't want to know about the supernatural. Carmilla Guire isn't around to blame for telling everyone, so I think a lot of humans are putting all of that anger onto witches and vampires.
So in addition to the bigotry, you've run out half the businesses and locals because they can't afford their mortgages and rent. Great job! Who the fuck is this Indec company who's buying up everything?
Real estate something. I don't know. I think they're planning on flipping and renting everything they buy.
So you feel okay selling the town to these corporate assholes? That's literally what you're doing. You're selling this town bit by bit. And the library?
That's a community hub. It's a third space. You're basically chopping up Murphy Bay and selling its organs on the black market.
You know what?
What?
I think I actually have an idea that will address all of these issues you've brought to me this afternoon. It'll give you some control over what happens here in Murphy Bay.
Really?
What do you say? Let's just rewind this whole thing and start over with a friendly handshake.
Okay, yeah, cool. Whatever it takes to fix things.
I'm so glad you said that.
The fuck?
Congrats.
What just happened?
You're now the mayor of Murphy Bay.
No! I just got a job! I can't do two jobs! This is a real grown-up job! I don't want this! No!
Keegan arrived home late. The Druid Grove meeting lasted hours, and it took him ages to get home on his longboard in the dark, traversing this shitty Murphy Bay infrastructure.
I hope Rita didn't use all the fucking hot water again. Fuck, I forgot which of these new house keys is for the front door. Jaxie? Is that you? Jaxie? Not Jaxie! Not Jaxie! Fuck! Why? Jesus
Christ. Keegan, is that... Keegan! Keegan, wake up! Please! Keegan! Rita, help!
Well, hey y'all, I hope you like the first episode of Murphy Bay Magic. If you are today's lucky winner listener, welcome back. You know the whole deal. You know what's up with the housekeeping section. If you are new listening to Murphy Bay Magic and you did not listen to today's lucky winner, welcome. Hey, I'm going to thank our Patreon supporters here in a minute, but first I want to make you aware of a mutual aid opportunity. If you go to the show details, you'll find a link for Funds for Wadi. Wadi is a young Palestinian man living in a tent in Gaza with his 7 family members. And Funds for Wadi is a collective who runs raffles to help earn money for his family to earn things like food, basic necessities to eat. And one of their ongoing goals right now is a new tent for Wadi. So if you go to our show details, you will find a link to Wadi's Chuffed campaign and also the Funds for Wadi Instagram page so you can see what raffles they currently have going on to help Wadi and his family get their basic necessities. And now I would like to thank our Patreon supporters like Anarchista, Bethany Glass, Carl Brooks, Chamberlain Foreman, Fintago, Dave Perrell, Gus, Helen Clifford, Janice Weston, Kate Genius, Kate Michigoose, Laura Kramer, Lilith Rain, Lutzi, Megan E., Natasha Neves, Nunya B., Percy, Rachel Rachelson, Randy Lovings, and Sewing Seraph. Now, if you want to help us out and you have enjoyed Murphy Bay Magic thus far, the biggest thing you can do is tell people about the show. You'll notice that we don't have advertisements here on In Mixed Number Productions, and we also don't take paid advertising. So we grow entirely by word of mouth, and we can only do that if you tell other people about the show. So if you are in a Discord server, a Facebook group, a subreddit, wherever you lurk on the internet, if you think you know people who would enjoy this show, please tell them about it. If you would also like to help us, it really helps new shows gain some traction in the respective algorithms on the different podcatchers. When people like, subscribe, leave a cute rating and review, if you could do those things, that would help us a lot, especially subscribing. It does a lot to get us some more momentum in the algorithms and higher on the charts early on, and we can really gain some traction. And if you've already, you're like, Brian, I already told someone about the show. I've already liked and subscribed. I already did all of that. Well, if you're in a place to help us out fiscally, you can go to the show details and you'll find a link to the Mixnomer Patreon page. Now, Mixnomer is the production company that makes this show, Today's Lucky Winner. We also make a nonfiction show called Info Dumpies. And we're the nerds who make all of this stuff together. So when you go help the Mixnomer Patreon, you help us make the shows we make currently. You get bonus stuff for the shows we make currently, for Today's Lucky Winner, which is completed, but the bonus stuff is still there. And for Murphy Bay Magic, you're going to get downloads of any original music. You're going to get, at certain levels, you get access to our raw recordings. We record over Zoom together, and you get those video recordings, so you can see me telling people, no, again, but this time better. Except nicer. I'm not that mean, I promise. But yeah, the Patreon page helps us a lot. We do profit sharing, and everyone essentially is getting paid the same hourly rate, but we pay based on how many hours a week people are working on the show. We also use it to buy people new equipment, to upgrade things to make the shows even better and better quality, and to also help us afford to be able to spend more time working on these. So if you appreciate independent media and you have a few bucks to throw our way, we would really appreciate it. But I am so excited for these monthly extra thick episodes. If you listen to Today's Lucky Winner, you know that that show was bi-weekly, but I promise doing this monthly is going to let us do another show that we are currently working on, which will also have thicker episodes. But anyway, I'm so glad you listened to episode one. I am so excited to see you next month with episode two. God, I hope you like it. It feels weird to do after Today's Lucky Winner, but we're all having a lot of fun making it. At the time of my recording this, we are about to record episode six. And yeah. I'm thrilled. But anyway, thank y'all. Until next time, try not to die.